D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time. Time for us to remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Still 605? No, no, no. I was gone.
Mm.
Didn't you fill a room with Chucks?
Yeah, Chuck Norris got in.
Chuck closes out 605, so 606 starts today.
Is that our first?
Who's he rooming with?
Chuck Negron and Lou Holtz.
Is that our first double Chuck room?
Gotta be, right?
I would think.
Gotta be. Okay, today we tried to induct without our seventh Supreme Court justice, so there may be controversy here with no tiebreaker. I don't know what we're going to do, because this one may be close. We tried to induct noted actor Robert Carradine, who unfortunately passed away by taking his own life at the age of 71. Don't you think if you've made it that far, you're like, I might as well just ride this thing out.
Maybe he just couldn't take another day.
I mean, clearly, he couldn't take another day, unfortunately.
How old was our friend Bourdain when he...
Yeah, he had to be in his upper 60s, right?
Wandered off,
believe. Yeah. It sucks. It just shows you how difficult some people, or how difficult mental illness is for some people, a lot of people. So Robert Carradine, noted actor, and he comes from the famed Carradine family.
Bourdain just 61. Sorry.
Okay. So I don't know who the most famous family is in Hollywood, but the Carradines are certainly up there. John was the father, and John was a monster back in the day in the old Hollywood land. And he had three sons, Robert Carradine, Keith Carradine, and David Carradine.
Friend of the show.
David?
Yeah.
Did you have David on after Kill Bill?
In studio, yes.
God, did I meet him? Surely I did. I don't remember.
I think you tried to teach him karate.
Yeah, I could have kicked his ass. I was so obsessed with kung fu. Oh, God. But Robert, at a time, was thought of as the best actor amongst the Carradine bunch. And I guess he was in his early 20s and had no interest in acting whatsoever. And I believe it was one of his brothers that said, look, if you don't have anything going on, you're really artistic, and why don't you just try out for a movie? And he did. At the height of John Wayne movies back in the early 70s, or maybe it was at the end of the John Wayne movies in the early 70s, he had a huge role in the John Wayne movie, The Cowboys. And his brother David said, you got everything to gain and nothing to lose. Just go try. And I'm sure the name helped out quite a bit because both his brothers at that time were acting and John, the famous father, was there too. And so maybe they just wanted to carry him. But he was really, really good enough so to where Martin Scorsese noticed him instantly and said, I need you to be in my new movie, Mean Streets, with De Niro and the like. One of Scorsese's early, most revered films, Mean Streets. Then he was in the Oscar-winning movie Coming Home in 1978 alongside Jane Fonda and John Voight. And that's when people are like, dude, you're the best Carradine. You are the best. Then he starred in The Long Riders. Now, this is a movie that influenced me quite a bit, too, on the Western side because he starred in it. This was Walter Hill's movie. Walter Hill, I believe, did 48 Hours. I think that was the one movie that stuck out to me more than any other. But he did The Long Riders, and Walter Hill, because it was based on brothers, it was a Western based on the James brothers and all those famous real-life outlaw brothers. So Robert, Keith, and David Carradine were cast as the younger brothers. James and Stacy Keach were Frank and Jesse James, and Randy and Dennis Quaid were the Miller brothers, and Christopher and Nicholas Guest, I didn't even know there was another Guest brother, were the Ford brothers. And it was a huge movie at the time, and Robert had a really big role. Then, of course, comes the movie that we all remember him from, and that is Revenge of the Nerds. So think about that. He was in He starred in Oscar-winning movies. He starred alongside John Wayne. He starred in a Scorsese movie. But we remember him for Revenge of the Nerds.
That's probably one of the reasons why he didn't like his life.
Because he got typecast as nerd
yes.
guy. So for those who don't know, okay, first off, in the other rooms in here, Lando, DJ, Jay, have you guys seen Revenge of the Nerds?
Yes.
I don't think so.
No.
You haven't?
Not even on TikTok.
No. Not all the old movies make it.
It is, and understandable, it is about a band of nerd, not a band, but a group of guys that are as nerdy, very stereotypical, pocket protector, horn rim glasses, you know, the tape on the, around the edge of the glasses. They talk like nerds, everything about it. They're total hardcore nerds. They go to a certain college. They all meet up on the first day. They all go through Rush. They all get turned down. And did they start their own fraternity?
Yeah, I think they decided to, and they somehow
the Tri-Lambs, right?
Tri-Lambs. Yeah, they got sponsored. Wasn't it like an African American fraternity?
Maybe so. Yeah,
but they convinced them to let them open a chapter.
That's right. And then Bernie Casey, the former NFLer, was the head of the Tri-Lamb overall chapter, like nationally, and they went to go visit them, and they thought they were all black, and they were all nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did have the one black guy, though, Lamar.
Yes.
Who was gay.
The great Lamar.
Who
leg warmers.
Leg warmers, yeah, who threw the javelin like 8,000 yards.
He was always dressed like he had just come from Jazzercise.
Yeah. But as you can tell, it struck a nerve with all of us of a certain age.
Dude.
It was, I thought
it
was one of
the Holy Grail in terms of
ridiculous.
You got to see Revenge of the Nerds finally.
I know. Was there boobs in it?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I feel like there definitely was.
Okay.
That was part of the draw for 12-year-olds, I believe.
Wait, what?
Wait, it's funny and boobs?
Where do I go?
Like classic 80s.
I mean, every 80s comedy had to at least have one set of boobs in it.
I think so.
I think you're right.
Even the movie that we're going to review tomorrow in honor of the great Chuck Norris, they sprinkled in a few.
Yep.
So Robert Carradine starred in this, and listen to this cast. So again, Revenge of the Nerds. It cost $5 million to make at the time. It was one of the most successful movies of 1984. Robert Carradine, Anthony Edwards, Goose, and
Dr. Green.
Yeah, Dr. Green. Timothy Busfield, who has been in the news as of late, but he was
as
a star.
A diddler.
He was a star of 30 something. And Ted McGinley was in it. John Goodman had a huge role in it as the head football coach of the college at the time, and he hated nerds.
Boy, did he ever.
You got beat by nerds! But it was awesome, and it spawned...
Wait, I think, does this require a revisit?
A couple of sequels and all that, and it might. So here is the speech, I think, that he gave, that Robert Carradine gave his fellow nerds as they were competing to keep their fraternity, I think was the bit. Very, very much old school.
Yeah.
Kind of the same line as old school.
100%.
Yeah.
But, same movie.
But with nerds.
Hi, Gilbert. I'm a nerd, too. I just found that out tonight. We have news for the beautiful people. There's a lot more of us than are of you. I know there's alumni here tonight. When you went to Adams, you might have been called a spaz or a dork or a geek. Any of you that have ever felt stepped on, left out, picked on, put down, whether you think you're a nerd or not, why don't you just come down here and join us, okay? Come on. Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Just join us, because, hi. No one's really going to be free until nerd persecution ends.
Oh, they paid some big bucks for the Queen song, too. So, you get the point. It spawned Booger, the career of Booger.
Absolutely.
Right? Of Wormser, of Takahashi, the Japanese kid, you know, that... What's a frush? It's totally racist. So racist. So then.
He was the prototype for Jin Yang.
He was, 100%. And so then after that, I think he was in a couple of more of the sequels. And then I think, Dave, you may be right. He kind of got stuck in that world of now you're the nerd. You're the nerd guy. But he did make a break. If you guys watched Lizzie McGuire, were you guys into that?
That's how I know him.
Yeah, okay. He was the dad in Lizzie McGuire.
He was Hilary Duff's dad in Lizzie McGuire. And here's a conversation with Lizzie.
When I was a freshman, you weren't allowed to go near the freshman lockers. If they caught you, they'd stuff you in a trash can.
I never liked cheerleaders anyway. They were always so snooty. And you, Lizzie McGuire, are no snoot.
So, he had his moments. Like, I mean, he was a big, big star. And if Robert Carradine would have, if we would have met him when we were 15 years old, we would have freaked out. Oh my God, you're whatever his name was back in the day. So,
Lewis.
Yeah, Skolnick.
You're Skolnick.
Lando, Robert Carradine.
Yes.
Deej?
Yeah, sure.
Jay?
Awesome TV dad, he's in.
I mean, for Revenge of the Nerds alone, I gotta say yes.
Yeah, I feel, absolutely.
Yeah.
Honestly, when you just listed the name for this week, I didn't like his chances. But I didn't realize we were dealing with Lewis here from Revenge of the Nerds. And it's got to be a yes, then. That's influence.
He was the star of Revenge of the Nerds. All right. Robert Carradine is in. So.